Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And perhaps I should mention, if any time you miss a broadcast or would like to re-listen, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can just click on the on-air broadcasts, and they are archived there for several years. You can listen anytime at your convenience. Yesterday, I began a message which I've entitled Abiding in the Presence of the Lord. And I read a few verses from the fourth chapter of Genesis, which is the account of what occurred between Cain and Abel. And as you recall the story, both brothers came before the Lord to offer sacrifices, and Cain did not offer the acceptable sacrifice, which, as example, Abel did by sacrificing one of the flock, because that God set the example when Adam and Eve were driven from the garden. Before they left, He covered them. He clothed them with animal skins. This is the first example. Obviously, animals had to be slain. Their lives were forfeit in order to give their skins, their coats, to Adam and Eve. And so Cain surely was aware of the proper way to do it, but he was a tiller of the soil, so he thought he would kind of do things his way. And beloved, because of jealousy, because of anger, and the Lord, he told him, he said, sin lieth at the door. And he warned him before this terrible act of murder occurred. And when that occurred, his response, his rebellious response, Cain's, was, am I my brother's keeper? And as a result, this is the first time we hear of an actual curse. He says in verse, the Lord said, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And he says, he will be a fugitive and a vagabond. Thou shalt be in the earth. And in verse 16, it says, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Remember, these were brothers. And as I was just meditating upon this scripture, they were part of the same family. Adam and Eve were the original, their parents and the original parents of the human race. And that the jealousy, the sin that entered in, the unwillingness to do it the way of the Lord caused a tremendous breach. And beloved, as we look at the family of God today, this is where I saw a parallel. There are many that have just gotten away from a walk of holiness before the Lord. There's a compromise with the things of the world. I mean, I've heard some things recently that have just horrified me, of especially in the charis, and we are full gospel charis, we're Pentecostal charismatic, but some of the abuses that are occurring, beloved, we can never forget that we serve a holy and a righteous God. And John, who was called the beloved apostle, he leaned himself on the very breast of Jesus. Remember that scene at the Last Supper? And yet when he saw the resurrected Christ, as is portrayed in the book of Revelation, he fell at his feet as dead. Beloved, we serve a holy God, and we must never take lightly the things of God. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And to me, beloved, one of the most frightening passages in all of Scripture are those who apparently and obviously seem to be serving God. Lord, Lord, we've done many great works in thy name. And the Lord would say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Beloved, we need, in the times we're living, the return of the Lord draws nigh, and we need to walk in holiness before Him as never before. We need to proclaim the whole counsel of God to the world. I know there are many wonderful, godly men and women preaching the Word of God that are walking in the love and light and humility of their calling. There are many fine churches where God is moving mightily. But beloved, every one of us have a responsibility to declare that which He has given us to proclaim. Every one of you, beloved, you have a testimony. And it doesn't make any difference how God is moving in other places. It is our responsibility that God is going to hold us accountable for. He has given all of us the command, witnessing in our hearts, that we cannot shirk our spiritual duty. Unveiled Christ has always preached the message of restoration of the Church of Christ. And beloved, there is restoration and revival taking place whenever the Word is preached, the whole counsel of God, and the Holy Spirit allowed to move freely. Beloved, we preach a whole deliverance for the whole man. That slogan that God gave Brother Glass decades ago, over 50 years ago, we preach the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. And beloved, as we preach the whole counsel of God and others who God has raised up, the Lord is going to bring an end time move that will sweep past the walls of sectarianism and denominationalism and will bring forth a power-filled body in this earth. Brother Glass was full gospel, charismatic, Pentecostal, whatever, however you want to say, but we were never part of a denomination. And beloved, it's going to come, to, you know, the early church was never denominational. The fact that we have all kinds of denominations today is not a very powerful testimony. It shows that whatever group there was, there began to be division and strife, and so they separated themselves and formed a denomination. Beloved, it wasn't that way in the early church. They just, as Paul said, they preached Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And so my heart is filled with sorrow for those who will not read, believe, and act and preach the very words of Jesus that we find in the gospel. And there are many who hold high positions in the church world, and they could be such great instruments in the hands of God if they would just preach the simplicity of the Bible and not be concerned about maintaining. And that's unfortunately the place, the situation in a lot of places. They won't preach a hard message because they don't want their best givers to be driven off. They want to appease. They want to preach those things that are not going to ruffle feathers or get people concerned. I can remember years ago, this would be long before I came to Unveil Christ, but I was told by Sister Norma, who was Brother Glass's secretary, there was a highly learned, highly educated brother in Christ who really loved Brother Glass's preaching, but he just had some issues regarding being filled with the Spirit and speaking in tongues. And at one point, after Brother Glass had preached on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as the Scriptures declares, he said, "Brother, you should have cleared that with me." Well, that was not the right thing to say to Brother Glass, for those of you who were still remember him, and he went his own way, so he could go somewhere and control some other preacher with how they ought to be preaching. So Brother Glass, and we have tried and with all of our hearts to remain faithful and to walk in integrity to the Lord and to His people. So, you know, Jesus never did say preach organizational doctrine. He just said, go and testify of me. Preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And as we turn in the book of Ezekiel, I'm not going to read much of it, but in chapter 34, there's some very strong words that the Lord speaks through the prophet. He says in verse 2, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel." shepherds, pastors, those who should have been caring for his God's people, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd. They became meat to all the beasts of the field. There's, you know, I won't go on, but you know, that's when the wolves can come in and just devour. And beloved, the only way, I mean, these are obviously leaders who had not preached the word of God. They taught the commandments of men for the precepts of God, and they did not manifest the Spirit of God, which is love and care. Any true pastor today is really just an under-shepherd of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. And so, beloved, as never before, we need to pray for leaders. We need to pray for the body of Christ, because there is a separating, there's a separation that is occurring. There are those who are just, they're not willing to walk the straight and narrow. You know what Jesus says, broad is the way and wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that walk in it. Narrow is the way and few there be that find it. Beloved, as you read the word of God, as you listen to the words of Jesus, it shall fill your heart with the desire to do that which is pleasing in his sight. All across this great nation, in the days in which we're living, we've seen Christians and the word of God belittled, watered down, impugned by backslidden and godless men. No wonder this nation is gripped in the hands of fear and trouble. No wonder church members are leaving organized religion churches at unprecedented rate, according to statistics. Beloved, we need a revival of the word of God as never before. As I bring this broadcast to a close, I want to thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.